On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claire, Matt and Kimber, the special one, Bruce McAvaney.
Special.
The running of the second annual Everything Perth Cup.
And we ask for your song suggestions for hits from your hood, Safety Bay.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for ABC Blind's Style Up for Spring Sale.
We welcome the great Bruce McAvaney today. The Channel 7 coverage is getting underway later on this morning, but it is Melbourne Cup Day 2018, the race that stops productivity around the nation. The crowd's already flooding into Flemington. Very exciting, Bruce.
Look, it is, and it always seems to be, and I'm as excited as ever. And it's a good field. Hard to pick the winner, and we've had a fantastic build-up. It's been an amazing spring, to be honest.
Bruce, don't say hard to pick the winner. You're my go-to sports guy for all things. So I was going to ask you who we're going for.
Well, I'm going for number 11, which is probably no surprise. And he's a horse called Yucatan. He just was awesome for, 3.5 weeks ago when he won at Caulfield. Yep. Only ever seen him once. Look, 24 horses, 4 or 5, I reckon, can't win. Probably 17 or 18 have got a chance, but 6 to 10 have got a decent chance, and I think he's the main one, number 11.
Hey, Bruce, I've watched you for a long time, mate, and we've spoken many times about our joint love of track and field, and I know when you held that gold running shoe of Michael Johnson, the American specialist at 400, it was love, but a 3,200-metre event is not, you know, Winx doesn't come into play, but your love for Winx almost matches that of MJ.
Look, this horse has really got to me. I did fall in love with her a couple of years ago, and
yeah.
Every time she runs like everybody else in Australia, I'm guessing it's the same in WA, but everywhere I go in Australia, people want to know when she's running, what time it is, and they sit on the edge of their seats. And the thing with her, she's been beaten, I reckon, 5, 6, 7 times in the last 2 years in the run. You think she can't win, and yet she goes through and continues to do what she does so brilliantly. So I'm completely enamoured by her. I'll be happy in one way when she retires, because then I feel like all that stress is gone, but yes. God, I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
Now, Bruce, who's the roughie that I'm going for? Because I'd like to throw one of those in the mix as well.
And I'll give you two. Number 24, Rostoprovich. So he's a stablemate of the horse I'm actually picking. So number 24, now he's going to be about $25, and I think he's a young horse out of Ireland. We saw him in the Cox Plate, so Rostoprovich. And the other one is also a European horse, but he's trained by Chris Waller. He's had one run in Australia, and his name is Finch, and he's number 13. So I reckon they're the best two roughies, 24 and 13.
Okay.
And they're both at about, about $25, $26.
Oh, that'll do me.
Yeah.
Hey, Bruce, as a kid, my dad was a punter, probably the world's worst punter, but he loves his horses. So the soundtrack of my young life was listening to horse races on a Saturday afternoon, and I too wanted to be a race caller. And as I did last year, I do a mock call for the Everything That's Perth Cup, and I'm just going to play you 10 seconds of it and see if you think I've got the chops.
100 out now, it's good to be an eagle, might just do this as Meth in the Wee is losing its impact. Chinese Developers will not be told no. It's a head back to Lockie's gone to Brisbane and getting a good read on Julie Bishop's Fitbit, but somebody cut the strawberries is going to win. Cut the Strawberries wins the Everything Perth Cup.
Hey, very Perth. What do you think?
I'm impressed, I've got to say. I like the sound of your jib, mate. I reckon it's pretty good. You've got a future.
Oh, that's made my day. All right, drop the mic, I'm gone.
Yeah. Nothing like a bit of hope. You've got a future. I love that. Hey, Bruce, if I was say to you the words Daft Punk, would that mean much to you, my friend?
Because it wouldn't have been. I've got to say how embarrassing is all that. Can I just say one more time?
Well, let's have a listen to the audio from the video.
One more time.
The rest of it is you dancing, Bruce, which was we've seen your Fred Astaire moves, mate. Well done.
Do you think I've got any chance of getting on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, well, yeah.
A bit like what you said. Yeah, well, they've probably called you already, haven't they? You called Dennis 20 times.
Yeah, my daughter, who's with me this week, sort of looking after me a bit, said, Oh, Dad, you've done it again. She said, you don't want to see this. So I haven't looked at it yet, but anyway, there you go.
It's very funny. I was showing my wife, and all she could do was remark on Francesca Cimani's magnificent skirt. I went, you've got to look at Bruce. He's a star.
No, you've got a very wise wife.
Hey, Bruce, thanks for your tips, mate, literally and in generic terms, and all the best. Have a great day, and it's going to be a beauty.
Good to talk, and I hope I'm a better judge than the father that was the world's worst putter, okay?
Yeah, good on you, mate.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Every morning I get up too early. It makes me surly getting up that
This time last year, the 2017 Everything Perth Cup. Mm-hmm. And it's good because if I still have a job next year and I get to do it again,
yeah,
it'll become like a time capsule of what's happened in the year.
Actually, you're right.
Because in last year's race...
Look at Matt trying to make it relevant.
Yeah, no, honestly, general manager, I am really touching base with everything in Perth.
Morning, Gina. Nice fascinator.
You know, because Perth Stadium won last year's race. Of course, that had just opened. Cedric Street, the congestion on Cedric
True.
Street, that ran second, and the Muttergarrup Bridge ran third.
Yeah.
Oh. See, so that was all happening.
Yeah, nice.
You ready for the 2018 installment?
We are ready for the big event, mate. We're at the start line, all so right. to speak.
Shall we do it?
Oh, you ready?
Yep.
Okay, here it is.
Welcome to the running of the 2018 Everything That's Perth Cup, and straight down to the betting ring. Smudge, where's the smart money going?
Yeah, thanks, Matty. I like the look of Jolly Bishop's Fitbit. The punters are definitely throwing their money at it. It's good to be an eagle.
And Smudge, what about Lockie's gone to Brisbane? Will he or won't he?
Well, he already f***ing has.
Right, thanks, Smudge. Of course, the race isn't all about horses. It's about the fashions. And let's head down to Lady Penelope, well-dressed. Lady Penelope, how are they looking?
Well, thank you, Matt. The ladies are looking resplendent in their cup gowns, such fascinators the like of which I haven't seen since Royal Ascot. And there's one in the shape of some genitals. It's just fabulous. There's young Nathan Fife. Hello, darling. I love the bun. Look, many have been here since morning, and the champagne has been flowing. I can already see breasts and buttocks pouring out of tight garments, and one chap next to me in a splendid pink tuxedo is puking into his top hat while trying to start a fight. It's really a celebration fit for the sport of kings, and such a proud reflection of how special this day is for the country.
All right, the runners are in. Red lights on. Racing now in the Everything That's Perth Cup. House prices have started strong. So too is Secret Sound. A half a length to Lockie's gone to Brisbane. The Honey Badger and Kimber's lost a cheesecake. Chinese developers, more GST. Twiggy loves rugby. Close, followed by It's Good to Be an Eagle. A half a length to Julie Bishop's Fitbit. Cut up your strawberries and there's meth in the wee. The field starts to settle with Secret Sound baffling everyone out in front. Chinese developers with Lockie's gone to Brisbane. The Honey Badger and Kimber's lost a cheesecake. Close behind. Housing prices. Prices starting to slow now. A half a length to more GST. Julie Bishop's Fitbit. Twiggy loves rugby and there's meth in the wee starting to put on a turn of speed. 400 to go. Chinese developers are starting to take over now. Honey Badger seems uncertain, but Lockie's gone to Brisbane, isn't? Twiggy loves rugby isn't going anywhere as Julie Bishop's Fitbit negotiates with more GST. Good to be an eagle is finishing strong. There's meth in the wee against the rails and cut up your strawberries. Kimber's lost her cheesecake and seems to be giving up and no one knows what the Secret Sound is doing. 100 out now, It's Good to Be an Eagle might just do this as Meth in the Wee is losing its impact. Chinese developers will not be told no. It's a head back to Lockie's gone to Brisbane and getting a good read on Julie Bishop's Fitbit. But somebody cut the strawberries. Cut the strawberries is going to win. Cut the strawberries wins the Everything Perth Cup. Good to Be an Eagle second with the Chinese developers third, but they may well protest. What a race. Smudge, what did you think about Cut Up the Strawberries? Run, run. Yeah, and there we go. And look, the Secret Sound. It's still going, but the Everything That's Perth Cup, what a race.
What a
race. Nice.
Mate,
call.
We could have done with less Lockie's gone to Brisbane. I feel sick. Brilliant. No, that was great.
Oh,
I'm nice exhausted.
Call.
I know.
That was a good call.
I had some money on that one too.
Oh,
so,
did you?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
I had money on the house prizes.
Still don't know what's
so many regrets.
Still not quite sure what Smudge said at the end, but it was funny. Well done, mate.
Thank
brilliant.
You.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast. With Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Friday is approaching very, very quickly, and I say that because Matt's Hits from the Hood is back.
Yes, Safety Bay on Friday, and yep. of course, we did this for Rottnest. We threw it out to the listeners to give us some ideas for songs, mm-hmm. and we had such a terrific response, we thought we might do it again. So if you've got a song in your head for Safety Bay, why not give us a call?
And it could be absolutely anything. I mean, when we went with Rottnest, we had calls like this one.
Oh, this was great.
Ray is in Waikiki.
Hello, Rottnest, my old friend.
Oh, yeah!
I've come to visit you again.
Oh, legend!
Let's go to Forestfield. Kim, what have you got for us?
You can catch a ferry from Hillary's and Frio too.
Let's go to Mandra. G'day, Oliver.
Rottnest, get on the Frio. Rottnest, I better see quackers. Rottnest, get on the ferry.
John, you're in Mandra.
We'll go riding on the ferry to Rottnest.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Because we're running through a few ideas for Matt's Hits from Your Hood. It's Safety Bay on Friday.
It certainly is, and I'm loving that people have got these ideas. I'm going to steal something, I'm sure.
Oh, soon you won't have to do anything for yourself. We'll have it all covered. The listeners will do it for you.
Sounds like a perfect plan.
So we're chasing ideas in song, right?
Yeah. We want to know how you can make Safety Bay work. Luke's given us a call from Ellenbrook. Luke, what's the Safety Bay song that Matt should use?
The beautiful Irish Rovers, Botany Bay.
Botany Bay.
Oh, Botany Bay.
Can
Irish
you sing
Rovers.
It for us, Luke?
Yeah, I suppose.
Give it a go, Luke.
Singing to rely, rely. Singing to rely, rely. Singing to rely, rely. You'll find us at the
Oh, very nice. Got old school on it.
Great. Love it.
Oh, love a convict song.
Nice, Luke. Well,
you're sort of holding your beer stein as you do it.
Absolutely.
Aren't
you? Good call, Luke.
Well done, mate. He's
Thanks,
on
bud.
Old school Irish.
Oh, Caroline's from the heartland
of
Safety Bay. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, guys. I'm in Safety Bay. It's fabulous down here.
Oh, listen to us. You're working the tourist angle. Well done.
I am. So, my thought is Hey Hey, It's the Monkeys.
Yep.
Okay.
And this is what I came up with. Now, I can't sing, but I'll do my best.
Good idea. Everyone can sing.
Okay. Hey, hey, it's the bay. Come down to Safety Bay. Dolphins, seals and penguins. Catch a seal or a prey.
Hey! Nice one!
Oh, that's great.
Pretty good, Caroline.
Thank you.
Oh, very good.
Also, just a kind of cool, catchy song I haven't heard in a long time.
Hey, hey, with the monkeys. Well done, Caroline.
Yeah, it's like popped in my head.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, well
Thanks,
done.
Thanks, Caroline.
Excellent work. Let's go to Jarrahdale. Christian, what have you got for me for Safety Bay?
Oh, Christian's
Hello.
Dropped. Oh, there
hey,
he
there
is.
There he is. G'day, mate.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. What's your song?
Scarborough Fair.
Oh, a traditional folk number.
Oh, how are you going to make that one work, Christian?
Well, let's see. Hope you enjoy it. Here we go.
Okay.
Are you going to Safety Bay? Lovely seals and islands all day.
Oh,
smooth.
Take your family, have a great day. You might see a penguin that day.
Christian.
Christian's, you might be called in to do backup vocals on future Hits from Your Hood.
Definitely. I'm in for it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We'll call
that
for
was
Friday.
Sweet. Simon and Garfunkel, eat your heart out.
Yeah, so we're talking about Safety Bay, Matt's Hits from Your Hood. That's the suburb for Friday. The calls keep coming in. Lisa's in Tapping. Have you got a song suggestion for Matt, Lisa?
Absolutely. I like Do Re Mi.
Oh, yes,
okay.
So do I.
Okay.
Yes, what you all right. Safety Bay, a place to stay. Safety all the way. Safety Bay, I love my bay. Da 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 da.
No, I love the da-da-da.
Yeah, throw in a da-da-da at any moment.
Yeah.
Good on you, Lisa.
You've got to throw a bit of da-da-da-da.
Oh, look, the best singers and producers do it. It's all good, Lisa. Well done.
Also, we've just asked you to make up a song with about a minute's notice, so you guys absolutely nailed it. Matt takes weeks to write these things.
And I can do all of this with a baby under my arm.
Oh,
good job.
Lisa. Well
nice
done.
One.
That was beautiful.
Everything Perth. For Brekkie, Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5, morning, it is the Big Breakfast. It's Clazy, Matt and Kimber here for ABC Blinds. Style up for spring sale for a free measure and quote. Just head to abcblinds.com.au.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Ooh. Thank God.
Yeah.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
Does it?
She's a really good news reader, but here's what Belinda missed.
Now, my friends, sometimes I think, you know, what am I going to do if I go back out onto the jobs market again?
Oh, God.
Because I'm not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the idea of traipsing around the country doing stand-up comedy, sleeping on people's couches as I approach 49.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound great.
Mate, it's for a mate, this gig. Can you do it for $100?
Oh, yeah. No, we'll give you a free beer.
Yeah, great.
Right? And times have changed because my dad used to say, you know, he would quit a job at lunchtime and have a new job that afternoon.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
You know.
Different days.
Yeah, but it turns out all you need is a talent.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And all that talent needs to be is one part of your body that people find attractive.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So, I mean, Kimber, you've got good legs, right?
That's, they go all
right. That's quite well known.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I've got. I've got a big nose. Maybe that might be, you know.
Oh, stop it. You're very handsome.
Oh, no, thank you. I wasn't, well, I sort of was fishing, but.
I think you've got a talented nose.
Yeah, you know, what's your favourite? You know, does Laurie comment on any part?
She says stop sticking your long tongue out.
Oh, you've got a great. Oh,
stop sticking that long tongue out.
I have got a job for you, right?
Have you?
Yes. Yeah. So this property investor, Roxy Sykes.
Right.
Okay.
Name.
Yeah, she's doing okay. She's got a job. Someone mentioned to her, my God, you've got very attractive feet.
Oh, and that's tough to find too.
Yeah. Now, I quite like feet. Yep. She thought, well, I wonder if I set up an Instagram account for my feet, if anyone would be, you know, I'd get any followers.
Okay.
Sure enough, it went off.
Oh,
right. Foot fetishes loved it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So she now makes $100,000 a year on top of her property, real estate job.
Yeah.
Selling her old used socks.
That have been on those luscious feet.
That have been on those feet,
oh,
right?
No.
So she gets $20 for a pair of old socks and $250 for a pair of worn shoes.
See, it doesn't sound that bad to you. You think this is a good business opportunity. But years ago, I tried to sell a pair of shoes that I'd worn maybe once on Gumtree.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go for you?
Well, I got some creepoid message me going, hey, I don't want the shoes, but have you got any used stockings you'd like to sell me? And I found that so weird and creepy that I was like, no, mate. Text back a few, you know, polite words,
Kimber,
to say, I'm not interested, creepo.
You're missing out on a business opportunity.
I don't need people. Oh, I can't say that.
Careful. Do you think that's the same bloke? Remember last year when I was selling those boots online and the guy said, can you throw in some socks,
yes,
big boy?
Yes, see?
Might be the same dude.
All these people out there.
Why am I talking about Roxy when I've got you two here? You've both lived this life.
Yeah, but I didn't make $100,000 a year off it. I just walked away with my dignity.
Oh.
No, it's Gumtree, mate. You just people hurry up and wait. Well, you know, we'll be around at 4 and they're not there in 4 days.
Well, all I know is if I can find that part of my body that someone might find attractive, I can make a living.
You're still fishing.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
And I did notice this morning around about 4:45 I got on the freeway. And it was like almost like peak hour. It was quite bizarre.
Oh, really?
To see how many cars were on the freeway at that time of the morning. A lot of people starting early, a lot of tradies out early, but I reckon a lot of people sneak into work and get a lot done before the crowds come in.
It's a good plan.
Yeah, and before the emails, they sort out their emails from the day before.
Yes, yeah.
Hey, guys, have you seen that nominations are open for the RAC's Risky Road Survey?
Okay.
Yeah, the Risky Roads, the RAC members and the WA community, we have the chance to nominate dangerous roads and intersections around our state as part of the 5th Risky Roads campaign. So you can dob in a road.
Where do you start? I'm just still dealing with the fact that Kimber's just given me the most insipid cup of tea ever. But yes, Risky Roads.
It's tough when someone's making tea for you and it doesn't quite come up to scratch.
I did.
Thanks for the tea, Casey. So this is RAC's Risky Teas, is it?
Yeah, Risky Teas.
It's a good idea. This because they're right. You know, you don't know the roads unless you're actually driving on them yourselves.
True.
And so it's a good idea that they go, tell us where it is and we'll try and put the funding into the right areas.
Well, what would you nominate?
Oh, look, if it was up to me, to be honest, I'd be saying stuff the entire survey. Just put all the money into fixing one spot in Perth.
Okay.
That ridiculous merge situation where the freeway, we're about to do freeway south.
Yep.
Where it's kind of like the left lane goes to the convention centre and the other lane goes to Riverside Drive and then you're all desperately trying to get on the freeway before
when
the bridge.
Charles Street has been merging with Mitchell Freeway.
Yes, from Charles Street heading towards, like that whole zone.
Sort of interchangey area where there's about 6 lanes across, is that what you mean?
Yeah, and they've got this one straight line and then you've got people coming from all different directions. That is the most rubbish piece of road we have in Perth.
If it's too far left and you want to get on the narrows, then it's a bit of a pain.
What were they thinking? Don't you think every time you drive through there, you kind of, I feel like I sort of breathe in and I stiffen up.
Oh, no doubt.
Because I'm looking in every direction.
Yeah, everyone else is doing the same. They're darting around changing lanes, especially when you've got that many lanes.
It's such a bad spot.
If you want to go convention centre or sort of Riverside end, it's like, oh, we've got to go left.
Yeah.
Well, we're 3 lanes across. Whoops.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah.
I don't have one really, but producer Shelby was telling me about the S-Bend up near Geraldton. Apparently,
oh, really?
That's pretty tough. I mean, yes, it's not then. Got a great name anyway, does it?
Yes.
You know, it doesn't fill you with confidence straight off the bat.
Crappy road, mate.
No, there's really just is. Some that are a bit poorly done, really, aren't there?
How about the Mitchell Freeway heading north? I don't know if you guys have ever encountered this. So Hutton Street off-ramp there.
Mm.
And just when you, because you come off Frobisher Street on a little road, it's called McDonald Street. It's a fairly small street. But then you have to merge with the people coming off the freeway. And there is a solid line on the road. But the people coming off the freeway don't realise that because quite often they want to get very quickly into the left lane.
Yes.
That's a really dangerous spot if you're coming off McDonald.
Oh, it's, right.
I don't know what you can do about it.
Well,
it's
that's
an
just bad driving though, isn't it? Because
yeah,
you're
it
not
is.
Supposed to cross that solid
not
line.
Not meant to, but I don't think people can see that it's not a solid line. So they want to go left straight away.
Yes.
And people coming off McDonald are doing the right thing by going. It's not actually a stop sign and it's not a giveaway really because you've got the solid line. But there's probably something they could do about that. A lot of the time with those off ramps, it's about the lack of space.
Yes. So, you know what I've noticed? Oh, sorry.
No,
And I don't know that there's much we can do about this, but obviously I've been driving a lot in Mount Lawley recently. My mum's there, my girlfriend's there.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of room on those streets when people have parked their cars on there.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah,
it's a
yeah.
real slalom to get through all the parked cars.
Happens a lot in the older suburbs,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess they weren't assuming there'd be that many people living there. But
fancy that. You pay $1.1 million for a one-bedroom place in Mount Lawley and you don't get a driveway.
Yeah. True,
on-street parking.
It's a rip, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, a lot of those streets, you know, West Perth and Leighton and Freo, they were planned for the pretty
horse
skinny horse and cart.
That's right.
And maybe a horse and cart going the other way.
Oh, them with the dares.
Not for a great big falcon, or something.
Well, if you want to get into this RAC Risky Roads survey and tell them where you think the risky roads are, you can just go to rac.com.au/riskyroads and let them know by 17th of December.
Go on, have a good whinge.
Beautiful.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Here he is, our wonderful former leader, Big Mal, is on the line. Big Mal, good morning.
Good morning to you. Hello to everybody in Perth. I'm very excited today. Do you celebrate Melbourne Cup Day like the rest of the nation? Does it stop Perth?
Oh,
it's a real race that stops the nation.
It's chicken and salad at work for about 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's a bit odd, Big Mel, because the race is run here and, you know, the 3 hours behind, and then all of a sudden the party happens after. So it's a bit odd.
All right. So it's run at about 6 o'clock at night. What I'll do, once it's run here in Melbourne, I'll give you a call with the results.
Yeah, cool. Put the house on it.
That sounds perfect. Now, Big Mal, you're still a busy man because you're appearing on Q&A alone on Thursday night. What do you hope to achieve there?
Well, I want to draw attention to myself, Kimber. Good morning to you. Remind the people of Australia how eloquent and terrific I am and certainly roll a few bombs into the Liberal Party party room. Or as Matthias Cormann would say, the Liberal Party party room. I mean, nobody can understand a word that Belgian Toblerone Twister is saying. But I also want to trot out the leather jacket again. Do you remember when
the
leather jacket looked like a fire pilot? It's great sartorial splendor. Looks sexy. Looks cool. And so I've returned from New York to try on the leather again.
Oh, great leader. It's so good to hear your voice again. I've missed
well,
you so much.
Well, hello to you, young Matthew. I know you've probably been lost without my mentoring.
I have.
My guiding hand.
I have, you know. And now the usurper, Scott Morrison. Love him or hate him?
The usurper. What a slimy individual he is. One hand on my shoulder saying this is me, my PM. One hand on a dagger. F2. Brute. As they have often said, Scott Morrison, love him or hate him,
you'd
be mad not to hate him.
Yes.
But he is just a woeful individual. I'll explain to you what I think about Scott Morrison. He's a team changer. Now, he says he barracks for the Sharks, the Cronulla Sharks. He grew up in Bronte. He was a Chookie supporter. He barracked for the Roosters, and he jumped boat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to lose relevance in this country. Is there anyone in there that's ever barracked for two teams? Out yourselves? No?
No. Through thick and thin, Bombers.
Still looking for one team to barrack for.
You haven't got an allegiance, Kimber Cale?
No, I don't. No, not competitive in any way.
Kimber, come and join us at Frio. We need all the members we can get.
What do you do during the colder months when everybody's speaking sport?
Oh, I just shut myself in a room and listen to music.
For 6 months.
Well, that's what I do too. I hate sport. Because, you know, there they are, all the poor are there with their cigarettes and their chocolate milk, all shouting, wearing their colours. Awful. So, yeah, well, Scott Morrison, you know, and he's on the blue bus in Queensland at the moment. Glad handling people. Yuck.
Harsh words for a former friend. Hey, Big Mel, what's next for Malcolm Turnbull? Be honest.
Well, today is Melbourne Cup Day. I'm going to put on the top hat, the frock coat. We're entertaining up at the Papa. So I think Lucy's already got the coals in the Weber going, and we've got a nice butt of pork in there. Probably skin up a patty, take the edge off and have some fun. Some bubbles, crack the bolly, and it's business as usual. Then after Lucy and I are finished in New York, it's off to Italy to drink some Sangiovese in Toscana.
Beautiful.
Big Mel, have a wonderful Cup Day, and we'll catch up with you again next week. Find out how you went. See if you had a flutter.
As Freddie Mercury would say, don't stop me now.
Big Mel on Mix 94.5, our beloved leader joining us once again.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Think quick, win big. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
It may be raining in Melbourne for the Cup, but it's cloudy, partly cloudy and 19 today in the city, but warming up, and we're up to, we're looking at Friday being about 33, 34 degrees.
As you say that, you're being blinded by a sun that's just come through the blinds.
So much for partly cloudy, not very partly at all. Let's go to Lemon. G'day, Kylie.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good, Kylie. We like to hear some sprightly voices in the morning. We're going to give you a category and a time limit. You just need to give us the correct answers. And for each correct answer, you'll win $10. But if you get all of the ones we're after, $250 will be yours. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Go, Kylie.
Okay, Kylie, we believe in you. We're putting 15 seconds on the clock for you.
Done.
And your time will start once I've given you the category. Kylie, we need you to list four horses who have won the Melbourne Cup. Go.
Maccabi Diva, Lightning, Lightfingers, Think Big, Media Puzzle.
We're turning to
Judy. Yeah, we're turning to
Judy. One, two, three, four.
Yeah, that'll do, Kylie.
They're all correct.
Yay, we're going to win. Hey, Kylie, well done.
Who was your little helper there, Kylie?
Sorry.
Who was your helper there?
I might have had a little bit of help from my husband.
Oh, your husband's not Bruce McAvaney, is he? Because he's right on.
Oh, my heart is racing.
Hey, Kylie, that second horse had about nine names at one stage, but you got it out. Well done.
I know.
Here comes little Lightning. Oh, God, I don't know.
Fire lamp wings.
Oh, you don't need to worry about the Melbourne Cup today, Kylie. You just won $250.
Hey.
Thank you so much. You've made my day.
Oh, you've made our day. Have a wonderful Melbourne Cup Day or Tuesday or however you wish to celebrate it.
Woohoo! Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Good on you, Kyle.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
40.
The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
Are you ready to dance?
Yeah.
In case you missed it on socials yesterday, the Spice Girls are officially reuniting for a tour.
Hey.
Yeah, hit some dance tracks. Hit some. There we go.
There you go. Is what you want.
Six. Is that what I want? I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want, Claire. Six UK tour dates locked in for June 2019. They're one Spice down, though, because Posh Spice has no interest in reuniting.
Really? No, well. Victoria?
Are we all that surprised?
No.
I mean, how would she possibly drag herself out to do that? I mean, you
if
know.
You're losing one, that'd be the one, wouldn't it?
Like, what did she contribute? I'm not entirely
well,
sure.
Well, a very dodgy smile. She's got an odd smile.
Yeah, but she's not going to be a part of it. But you will get Jerry Halliwell, Mel B, Mel C and Emma Bunton. And they last performed together at the closing ceremony of the 2012 London Olympics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Scary Spice says it's the UK for now, but hopefully go bigger after that. So, this was their announcement.
Oh, here it is, right here.
It's not Spice Girls and Derek.
Seriously, we can't be falling out now if we're going on tour.
La, 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 la,
come on, girls.
La, 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 la.
There you go.
There
and then
go.
They went on and they did this big announcement. Here it is. It's happening. So they're still saying that Posh can join them at any time she likes. She's very welcome to rock up.
Okay.
I don't think she will.
She's sending sweet messages on social media, though, saying, I love my girls and go get them good
All
luck.
The best. I just don't want to be there.
Yeah. So they're only doing England?
Well, at the moment, okay. But they're saying, I mean, look, who knows when they'll get to Oz, but I'm sure once the pay goes in from the first UK tour, the tour dates will start rolling on.
When they go to the ATM and go, oh, that much.
Oh, that's lovely. We'll do that again.
Now, I've got a Netflix recommendation for you. This one was on there a couple of years ago when I saw it, but it was swapped out for a bit. You know, Netflix, they take titles on and off to mix it up. But I've noticed that it's back again, so I thought I'd raise it for you if you haven't seen it. It's a documentary film, only about 40 minutes long, and it's called Long Shot. And it's an extraordinary true story about a man who was facing death row over a murder. Mm. He's charged with the murder, and his lawyer is trying to prove his innocence. And the lengths that they go to are absolutely incredible.
I asked him, "Do you remember where you were?" I was at a Dodgers game. I got to find the holy grail of Juan's defense. I need to place my client at Dodger Stadium on that night. Juan remembered they may have been filming something there that day.
There's 56,000 people at this game. How could you possibly be on camera?
It makes the doco one to watch.
Okay, yeah, that's really, got me in, yeah.
It's really interesting. Right. You should check it out. There's a bit of sports reference in there if you like, but it doesn't matter. As you know, I'm not sporty and I loved it. And there's a cameo in there from Larry David from Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I don't want to tell you too much about it. So don't read anything. Just check it out. It's called Long Shot and it's on Netflix. And guys, when it comes to TV, Seven love to embed their talent into our living rooms and David Koch will be on Sunrise for at least another 2 years.
Koshy, oh, okay.
There you go.
Jeez, he was popular at television.
Yeah, wasn't
it? Like a Pied Piper watching
they
people
love
following.
The Kosh.
Yeah.
Well, that will take him to 18 years on that show. And Koshy said he's very grateful for the gig. And he also mentioned everyone thinks they can do breakfast television, but the only people who actually decide whether you can do it or not is the viewers.
Oh, yeah, good call.
Ain't that the truth? And that's your daily juice.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt, and Kimber.
Yeah. Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Every year when this joke horse race comes around, I think there's no way I'm betting on another horse. Last time I bet on a horse, he was so late coming home he had to tiptoe into the stable so he wouldn't wake the other horses up.
Nice one, Paulie.
Hey.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for ABC Blind Style Up for Spring Sale. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.